God being for you does not exempt you from challenges and struggles. Because it is the God being for you that has literally qualified you for that process. If God was not for you, the devil would not bring some of the challenges that he brings in your life. Many of you listening to me, you assume that just because things are negative, it means God has denied you, rejected you, you've been ostracized from his inheritance. But God is saying that no matter what you're going through, whether it's through winter or summer, he is for you.
Anointed servants, inspiring concepts, innovative business strategies, revelatory truth for growth and transformative principles to equip you for your divine purpose. This is Oracle Ministerial Network, a Christian syndicated network trumpeting the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world. Be empowered and enriched by this podcast.
All right, let's consider this text for our deliberation and devotion today. It is Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I hope you're going to be blessed. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Father, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for the illumination of your word that you are communicating through to energize your people, to bring them to an experiential manifestation of what you have promised them. We pray that you open our eyes to see Jesus and be transformed. That everyone listening today, they will literally be engulfed by the glory of God, and they will be liberated from every shackles of the enemy. That you are doing a new thing, O Lord. We give you praise in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. The Bible says, what shall we then say to this thing? We consider the narrative, and when you look at the context, Paul has literally made some incredible declarations and explanations of what he believes in God. One of the things he said, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. His premise was incredible. The promises of God was too astounding, and he has made us aware that things do not just happen, that our life is governed by destiny, and God has literally planned everything, completed everything. We are literally glorified in Christ before we were even born, and these things are already settled in God. And then he comes to verse 31 and he makes a profound statement that knowing all these things that he has said, knowing what God has promised and completed in him, what shall we then say to these things? Sometimes when you come to the benevolence of God, you should come to and come to the awareness of his goodness. You must be so astounded that you lose your ability to communicate your gratitude. Because there's no amount of words to be able to express the gratitude for what the Lord, our Father, has done for us. Abba Father has done much more for us. He says, what shall we then say to this text? Now, when we look at the text, we also find out that Paul is talking about trepidations and challenges, persecutions that believers go through. And sometimes when you go through such circumstances, it seems like the devil wants to shut you up. He wants you to begin to criticize the integrity of his word and question his life and begin to wonder, why God, why must I be going through this? Why must I suffer if I pray more? Why must I go through trials and circumstances that is beyond my understanding? Why? And sometimes you are placed in such fairness of challenges that you don't know why. You go through some waters, you go through some fires, and you kind of wonder, but God, if you are with me, why must I go through this? Now, it is so interesting that the Bible says, what shall we say to these things if God be for us? Now, if God be for us, then why do we have to go through this? If God is for us, then why is it that we go through trials and challenges? Why is it that sometimes things doesn't go the way we expect? And so Paul is literally bringing us to that awareness that God being for you does not exempt you from challenges and struggles. because it is the God being for you that has literally qualified you for that process. It is God being for you that makes your faith validated by trials. You must go through the process to confirm that God is with you. If God was not with you, there are some things you will never go through. The devil doesn't want to come after you if God was not for you. If God was not for you, the devil will not bring some of the challenges that he's bringing into your life. And the Paul says, what shall we then say to this thing? So what are you going to say if things are contrary? When you don't get what you want, when it seems your life is being sabotaged, you are going through struggles. Paul is saying to us, God is for us. He's not against us, because many of you listening to me, you assume that just because things are negative, it means God has denied you, rejected you. You've been ostracized from his inheritance. But God is saying that no matter what you're going through, whether it's through winter or summer, he is for you. Whether you are going through the waters and go through some fires, he is with you. Whether you have money or no money, he is with you. So if you are going to allow your material wealth to determine whether he is with you or not with you, that you are going to miss it. He is with you whether you are in fair weather, and he is with you when you are going through some storms. He is with you when you have money or no money. He says he is with you. And if he is with you, Paul is asking you this question. What shall you say to these things? What shall you say to the devil that is telling you that God is not real? What are you going to say to that poverty that is trying to undermine your survival? What will you say to that demon that is showing you some strange things in a dream? What are you going to say to these things? If you know that he is with you, what are you going to say? Because see, the relevance of him being with you will not become a tangible experience until you open your mouth and say something. Let the redeemed of the Lord, let them say something. What are you going to say? This is the time that when things and your scenario is contrary to your expectation, you open your mouth and know the God who is with you. And upon that premise, that foundation, you begin to speak those things that be not as they are. God is with you not to just have fellowship with you, but he wants you to have dominion. God is with you so that the devil cannot destroy you. But if you keep your mouth shut to these things, it will sink you. It will burn you. It will mess you up. It's about time you open your mouth and say it. If God is for you, what shall you say to this test? Today I charge you in the name of the Lord. It's about time you open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and say what God will say, because he's with you. Open your mouth and establish his counsel, because he's with you. Open your mouth and declare the future that you desire, because he's with you. The God of creation is with you. If God be for you, who can? Nothing can restrain you. Nothing can be an impediment. Nobody can hold you down. Why? Because God is with you. Come on, just lift up your hands wherever you are and say, God, you are for me. You are with me, and nothing can destroy me. Today I open my mouth and I begin to praise your name, and I say, hallelujah, glory be unto your name. If you are with me, then I have every right to open my mouth and say something. Let me just quote the scripture again so that it will enter your heart. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, he's not against us. For us, who can be against us? He being for us, there is nothing potent that is greater than the sovereign power of God. There is nothing that has wisdom than God. There is nothing that can literally harm you if God is for you. And knowing that he is for you, open your mouth and decree a thing, and it shall be established. Amen to his word.
Amen. Wow.
Now your questions.
Yes, Apostle, you make the word of God so real. I have to say this.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm so real. What shall we then say to these things if God be for us? Who can be? I've not even seen it this way.
A lot of people have a lot of these things, and they They succumb to it, they yield to it, they tolerate it, because they have not come to the confidence to know that God is for them. Think about God being for you. He's not against you, he's for you. But the devil has to convince you that because you have sinned, you're not good enough, you are not that righteous, you don't pray enough. He has literally brought a whole lot of scenarios to discredit you, your value before God. And so because of that, you believe that God is not for you. And so then you literally surrender yourself to the devil. Why? Because you believe that God is not for you. See, the mere fact that I don't have no money in my pocket does not mean I am poor, because the God with me is a prosperous God. That is why Joseph can be in prison with no money in his pocket, and God says he was a prosperous man. And so if I know that he is for me, I can be in prison and scenario that is not right. But this one thing I know, that as long as he's with me, get ready because I'm coming to my palace. Get ready because my story is about to change. He's not going to be with me and keep me in that scenario for that negative experience. Whilst Joseph was in prison, he was still prophesying and interpreting dreams. So what are you going to say to these things?
Oh, great. Oh, my God. But Apostle, can there be a scenario where God will... Let me just say the way I understand it. Maybe if I'm not saying it right, you correct me. But God will intentionally take you through some trials or so that you come to a certain place he wants you to be. Maybe you, of course, you said you are not praying that much. And maybe God wants to bring you to that spiritual level of spiritual growth where you pray and pray, because maybe he wants to get you somewhere. So can he intentionally let you go through some something so difficult, something so hard, hardship, so that all you have to do is to pray to get you there?
The reason why we're going through trials to is to emanate the light of faith in us. And so trials literally authenticate the faith of God in your life. If you have not gone through something that transcends your human ability, then we will not have seen the significance of his presence with you. How do I know he's with you? It's because when I was sinking and I didn't have no help, he lifted me up, Peter, and I walked on water. How do I know he was God with me? Because when I was supposed to be consumed by fire, Shadrach and Abednego and everybody, the fourth man was in there and I could not be burnt. I could not even have the smell of the smoke on my body. So what am I talking about? The reason why God sometimes allows to go to process is to literally prove the faith we carry. But faith cannot be operated if you keep your mouth shut. And so the necessity of our confession in our trials is to make manifest of the faith we carry. And when we talk about faith, faith is not a theology, it's God with us. When God is with you, that is what we call faith. And so therefore, him being with us gives us the foundation of our faith for us to declare so that we can produce the result we expect. So the mere fact that you are going through some tests, God is giving you the opportunity to prove that he is with you. To literally demonstrate the miraculous in your humanity, to do something that you could not do before. So don't throw in the towel just because you're going through challenges. The reason we do that is because you don't believe that God is in your corner. When you know that God is in your corner, why will you surrender? Why will you retreat? Why will you backtrack? Why will you backslide just because you don't believe that he's with you? If he's with you, that no matter the scenario, you need to stand your ground and begin to declare and speak those things that be not as if they are. So yeah, God does take us through trials. You go through challenges. That's why we say thinking not strange if we go through my diverse trials. So we go through diverse trials. It's diverse because God doesn't want you to be complacent with the one that you've become comfortable with. Sometimes we become comfortable with a particular trial. And God is saying, no, I will make it diverse.
And you tell him that it's for your good. Oh my God. It had to take me a long time to come to understand that, yes, as a Christian, I know it's in the Word of God, but the understanding of it, that when you are in the Lord, of course, you go through certain things. People question a lot that, why am I going through this though? And the first thing that comes is normally you've sinned, you've done something wrong. Yeah. That's why this is happening to you. But you are saying sometimes it's just that God has to take us to that level of faith.
Whether you sin or you don't sin, I know some sins we commit sometimes bring the punishment, not from God, but we literally put ourselves in circumstances for the enemy to bring us through some circumstance that we don't like. But a righteous person is not exempted from trials. The righteous are forced 7 times, but he shall rise up again. Are you guys talking about? That Bible never said we will not go through trials, but we will go through. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Are you getting me? For his rod, you see, his presence and his staff, they comfort me. Because he's with me, I'm going through. So I want you to listen to me. I mean, everybody listen to me. You need to understand that God never wanted your scenario that you don't like to be your permanent habitation. You are going through. So whatever you are going, you are in now, I need you to understand there is an end gate to it. Amen. You are going through. It's a season. You are coming out of it. But you can change that season immediately by you declaring what God has said concerning your future. Don't emphasize where you are. Declare the future you want to become. Don't just settle for where you are right now. Because if you do, you are not exercising your faith. What can you see to distance? Knowing that God is with you, what are you going to say? God will say it for you. You have to say it. You are responsible with your own mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What will you say to these things?
Of course, you've made it so simple. So if we are going through trials, I mean, the key solution is declaration.
Open your mouth and begin to praise God and declare the result. The devil wants you to be quiet. He wants you to question the integrity of God's word. He wants you to blame God and mama. He wants you to feel the pain that God is, you are not for me. Why is it that you're not paying my bills? And can't you see what is going on after all the things I've done for you? I've done that too. I do that all the time. But the question is, the Bible is saying, what will you say to that man who is trying to divorce you to these things? What will you say when they put the eviction notice on your door? What will you say when the enemy is attacking you and you loosen your mind? What will you say to this thing? If knowing God, that is the key. God is for you. Oh, everybody listening to me, he loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son to die. For even in your worst sin, yet whilst you were sinners, he loved you. So if you know that, there's nothing that can separate me from the love of God. The only thing you just have to do is say, God, I've come the way I am. Change me and put me to me. If you are for me, then there is no power, generation curse, any demon. I don't care how many they are, where they are, where they are coming from. If God be for me, who can be against me? Say something. Lily, you need to say something.
I will. Amen. And the last question I wanted to ask is, now you say we should say some things. So practically, if maybe you're going through financial challenges, you just declare the word of God concerning that situation. Yeah. That means we have to know more of the word.
Yeah, so because he being with you, you know what he expects, and you know his desire for you. It is not against you, it is for you. The plan that he has for you is not evil. So whatever is evil is not from God. It is good to give you an expected end. So therefore, what is your expected end? So say it. But it must not be contrary to what God is. Are you getting me? Because he's the one who's going to manifest what you say. That is why he is for you, so that he can empower what you say. If he was not for you and he's not with you, then what you say has no power. The reason why you say is because you know for sure he's with you. If he was not with you, you can say anything you want to say. It doesn't matter. So the power of our utterance is not the oratory that we signify, but it is the presence that is with us.
How would you know you don't have the presence anymore? He's not there.
No, you don't need to feel it. You don't need to sense it. You just need to believe it.
Okay.
And if you believe that you know for sure that he has done everything possible to be with you, then you just have that confidence that you speak.
Just have to believe.
Just make sure if he's with you, that you agree with him, your lifestyle is in line with the word. You're walking in according to truth. You are doing everything possible to please him.
Okay.
Then you know for sure he's with you. And if he's with you, it settles all the matter.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The battle is already completed. The moment you know he's with you, the devil, there's no amount of power of the wicked one that can overpower you. If you know he is with you, who can be against you? Amen.
Amen. All right.
You have been listening to Oracle Ministry Network Podcast. If you have been blessed by this message, consider to give a donation to support Oracle Ministry Network or become a partner to help the work of the Kingdom of God as we propagate the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ to the ends of the world. For more information on the benefits and privileges offered to our partners, call us in the USA at 1-203-508-5142. Text Oracle Network to 203-779-6686 or visit our website at www.oraclenetwork.info/partners, or you can donate at oraclenetwork.info/donation. For more resources or to purchase the DVD, CD, or digital download of this message, visit our online store at www.oraclenetwork.info/store.